RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Well, ladies out there on Her Radio Land, we've got a hot topic today. Ready for round two? Why your guy needs a break between orgasms. Yeah, I know. Hot topic. We have Dr. Charles Walker here, assistant professor of urology at Yale University, to kind of clue us into why this happens. Dr. Walker, please welcome to Her Radio. Let's start right off the bat. What is this deal with guys needing a break between orgasms? Heck, we don't need it. 2, 3, 4 times in a row, man. We got it all down to a fine science. How about you? What's going on with guys?
Well, you know, you bring up a great issue. And, you know, I think the point is that, you know, for women, they really don't have to think about this. And for men, it's a real phenomenon. And it has a real physiological, you know, basis. You know, that really prevents them from being able to get up and go again, after they achieve orgasm. So it's a real issue. And it's, you know, something that you have to kind of know going in. I think that it's not lack of interest or that there's something wrong with a woman's partner, but that there's some physiology here.
Okay. So let's just get right down to it. What is a physiology? What's happening?
Well, you know, one of the things that's great about the sexual act is that it's really is one of the most highly complex integrated events that happens in the body. It's truly phenomenal. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, the brain has sort of executive control over everything. And, you know, your thought processes, you know, what we call cognition, your emotional state, your state of arousal, you know, your environment around you, all these things figure into, the sexual act. And so, you know, when a man reaches an orgasm and ejaculation, many, many things are kicked off. And so there are nervous system pathways, you know, what we call the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight, you know, that part of your body that makes your heart, you know, race when you're in a sort of a scary moment. And when you have emotional things happen. And so that nervous system puts a real, you know, sort of big break on the sexual response for a man. We call that the sympathetic nervous system. And that's really an overdrive right at the point of ejaculation. And so those chemicals, we call them neurotransmitters in the body, are, you know, they really prevent the penis from receiving blood and becoming erect. So that's probably the most sort of, you know, the biggest event that happens that prevents the man from being able to maintain an erection after orgasm. But then there's a whole other series of things that happen, a cascade of events that happen in the brain that, you know, prevent you from being able to ejaculate, which is a different process separate from erection. And so it's...
Well, is that what you call the male refractory period?
Exactly. So all of these things together, you know, the inability to have an erection, the inability to ejaculate, or achieve orgasm for a certain period of time, is what we call the male refractory period. You know, and it's variable for everybody, and it tends to be different depending on the decade of your life. You know, younger men, have a very short refractory period for a number of different, reasons that we can, really explain physiologically. And as you get older, that refractory period becomes much longer. And so that's the period of time where, you know, as much as you may want to get back in the game, you really can't, until, you know, certain chemicals in the body, begin to kind of, you know, get back to their baseline.
Wait a minute. I know her radio women out there are saying, okay, a young guy versus an older guy. Let's just say a 20-year-old versus a 45, 50-year-old. Okay. Just give us how long that refractory period is. For a younger guy, it's usually what? Like, what?
I was sort of chuckled to myself because I knew I was going to get that question.
And, you know,
the reason gotcha. I laugh is because I think it's variable, you know, and it depends on, you know, we say that, I mean, clearly there is a difference between a younger and older male, but there's a lot of other things to figure into it. I mean, you know, you can't really put a time on it. Each person's different, but for sure, you know, if you look at younger men, their refractory period is probably, you know, on the order of minutes. I mean, it may even be, you know, sort of, you know, less than 15 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes, whereas for older men, it can be 30 minutes or longer, up to several hours even. And I think it depends on the level of arousal, and also
right,
the circumstances.
Right.
You know, younger men and younger, you know, women and men tend to drink alcohol or
yep.
You know, do other, I mean, you know, not to make an overgeneralization, but, you know, they tend to be out in those sorts of scenarios where they may be drinking alcohol or doing other things.
Right.
So that can certainly affect, your refractory period. And if you are intoxicated, then that period is going
to
be longer.
Well, let me ask you a question. What does Viagra and Cialis do then? Okay, for an older guy, right, they basically eliminate the refractory period.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that they eliminate the refractory period, but, you know, it's all about, you know...
It's a dream.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's, exactly. The makers of those products are happy about that right now, but...
They're selling a dream.
Exactly. The bottom line is that, you know, for sure... The first thing that you need to get back in the game is to be able to have an erection. And so the sooner that you can, you know, have that erection, then, you know, the shorter the refractory period is going to be. So Viagra and Cialis and other drugs like that, you know, make it easier for you to have an erection. They lower the threshold that you need to get that erection. And they can also prolong the erection. So for those reasons, they can be useful in those scenarios.
I see. And then the other things to keep in mind are if you have medical conditions, heart disease, circulatory problems, diabetes, all of these things, and I know your wonderful work up there at Yale University, you're studying all of this, really impact upon erectile dysfunction per se.
Absolutely.
And so all drugs aside, I mean, you know, and it helps to be in the best shape you can possibly be, both mentally and physically, because I guess, you know, your beautiful research has also shown that it's a mind thing and a, you know, a physical thing. It's a psychobiological play here that we're dealing with when it comes to erectile function in general. Well, this is just fantastic. We've been talking to Dr. Charles Walker, who is assistant professor of urology at Yale University. Ready for round two and why your guy needs a break between orgasms and just what exactly is a male refractory period. So listen, lighten up on the older guys, you know, take a break. Also, get healthy, whatever you can do.
Absolutely.
For the younger guys, no mercy, Absolutely. Honey. Let's just pound them. We need performance. That's right. And we heard it from Dr. Walker himself. Dr. Walker, thanks for being on Her Radio. We so thank you. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Ropes. And if you got a health question, make sure to email us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, stay well.